Penguin Random House Audio presents Cherish the First 6 Weeks, a plan that creates calm, confident parents and a happy, secure baby. By Helen Moon. Read for you by Sasha Higgins. Notice. This book contains general information relating to the care of newborn babies. It is not intended to replace personalized medical advice and should be used to inform patients and supplement the regular care of a pediatrician. We strongly recommend that you consult with your pediatrician about questions and concerns specific to your baby's health. The author and publisher expressly disclaim responsibility for any adverse effects that may result from the use or application of the information contained in this book. Chapter 1. Why the First 6 Weeks Are So Important. Have you ever wondered why celebrities don't seem stressed or sleep-deprived, and they look so good after giving birth to their babies? In addition to the benefits of private chefs and in-home personal trainers, celebrity mums usually hire a baby specialist, like me. Now, it's your turn to learn all my inside tips for caring for your newborn. I may not be able to come to your home and guide you in person, but I can share with you all my years of baby and parenting wisdom, practical advice, and tried and true shortcuts. Since babies don't come with instruction manuals, the next best thing is an audiobook that will make your baby's first 6 weeks as smooth and comfortable for both baby and parents as possible. As a baby specialist and professional nanny for the past 25 years, I have worked closely with hundreds of families in England and the United States, and I can comfortably say that I have probably seen and heard it all. There's nothing like getting involved in the first 6 weeks of a baby's life to understand the huge impact that this short time period has on both the entire family and a child's entire life. Parents tend to be nervous, siblings are needy, and new babies need immediate and constant attention. I can remember vividly the first day I walked into actor Andrew McCarthy's house. Neither Andrew nor his wife had had a great deal of experience with babies before, so they looked to me for guidance at every turn. We quickly established a feeding routine to benefit their new little boy, and we worked together to reset the baby's nocturnal sleep cycle, gradually teaching the baby to sleep more at night and less during the day. Like any couple, Andrew and his wife Carol were full of questions. Is he eating enough? Is it normal for him to be pooping so frequently? And my favourite, is it normal to have a contented baby who is eating well and sleeping well? I remember vividly Andrew actually commenting on the fact that he hadn't watched so much TV in his life, as we all sat together and watched the first series of The Bachelor. He was so relaxed. Watching television was a pleasure, and not something he thought he would have time to do. I think it was at this point that Andrew turned to me and said, "You need to write a book. I don't know how we would have done this without you." That was about 10 years ago, and I am finally writing that book for you. In this audiobook, I will share with you a nurturing yet practical approach to caring for babies that will show you exactly how to put your infant or baby on a sleeping and feeding schedule in the first week and how to help your child or children sleep through the night as early as 6 weeks old, as well as realistic suggestions that will ensure that everyone else in the family will also get enough rest. My plan, which I refer to as Cherish, will show you exactly how to get your baby on a sleep and feeding schedule that will become a template for the rest of her infancy and beyond, giving her the foundation of how to sleep when she is tired, eat when she is hungry, and calm herself when she gets fussy, all of which will help her self-regulate, enabling her to thrive for the rest of her life. With these lifelong skills established, you are able to rest assured that your baby is secure and happy. You, in turn, can comfortably and confidently enjoy this most precious time of your baby's life, not to mention sleep through the night yourself. Why 6 weeks? Why are the first 6 weeks of a baby's life so crucial? Because in that time period, it's not only possible, but also absolutely crucial for parents to put into place a feeding routine and a sleeping schedule that, in essence, can help regulate your baby's internal body clock, his ability to calm himself, and other foundational aspects of physical, emotional, and social development. Does this sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. It's absolutely possible, and I'm going to show you how. Yes, the days, weeks, and months after your baby is born are a beautiful, thrilling time period. But it's also a time when many parents panic and stop thinking for themselves. One of the first things I do when I meet a new family is reassure the parents that they already know a lot about what it takes to be good parents. We are all born with an innate understanding of what our babies need. Unfortunately, parents often second-guess themselves, listen to others instead of themselves, and then make themselves crazy with worry and anxiety. These doctors, friends, family members, and even respected experts are all well-meaning, and often their counsel is well-founded. But together, their input often becomes a jumbled mess of conflicting advice, and a new parent in near panic mode cannot make sense of any of it. I recently had a famous singer-turned-fashion designer ask me when it was okay to introduce her baby to cereal. Her baby was more than 5 months old and was showing very clear signs of needing more than just milk. But when she asked her pediatrician if she could start to offer her a little cereal, the pediatrician stated that if you give a baby cereal before she is 6 months, she will be prone to obesity. The mum immediately decided that she couldn't possibly feed her baby cereal now, even though her instincts were probably more accurate. In this case, with her baby only a couple of weeks away from being 6 months, and clearly growing well, she was already 16 pounds, it would have been just fine to feed her cereal a couple of weeks early. When I was growing up in the 1970s, and even as late as the 1980s, our parents fed babies cereal at 3 months, and sometimes even earlier than that. At that time, it was a common misconception that putting cereal in your baby's bottle helped her sleep longer. One grandmother told me that she put cereal in her son's bottle when he was just 2 weeks old. Giving cereal to newborns is dangerous, as their little digestive systems are not yet developed enough to handle more than breast milk or formula. On the other hand, I don't believe that feeding babies cereal before 6 months is what has created the obesity epidemic. That has arisen from lack of exercise and overeating processed food. One of the primary characteristics of the Cherish approach is to learn to pay attention to the needs of your baby, so that you can follow your instincts, think for yourself, and turn to accurate, reliable information about your baby's health when necessary. The good news is that how you approach your baby's first weeks or months does not cause a lot of stress or require extensive thinking, but it does ask you to plan a little and stay calm a lot. What does that come down to? Be organized and don't panic. The more you are able to stay calm, the more likely you will be able to pay attention to your baby's cues, stay in tune with your newborn or baby, and understand his needs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?